neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
He came out from Olamo. So explain that the previous chapter talks about Lechem HaPanim. So now there's a minhag on Shabbatot. People, they set their tables with 12 loaf of bread, like a segol, like a duplex, six on the bottom, six on the top. So one reason is that we copied the Lechem HaPanim. And also this brought in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Resh Ayin Dalet, 274 Siman Shulchan Aruch. There is such a minhag. If you like to follow this minhag, and the Rabbi Ari brings this. And also the piyut that is brought in many sidurim before Kiddush, that's the Fidah Rabbi Ari says, Yigalenan ta'amei debitretzar nahamei. You know what it is? You recall? It's right before Kiddush that we mentioned that please reveal to us the code of these 12 loaf of bread. You follow? Yes? So now, there's an interesting point about this misbehaved kid. So I do a hagbah for you. I won't charge you. See, like here, before Kiddush, you see it? Right here? It's right before Kiddush. It's Azamir Bishvachin. And then we mention Agalel Lano. That means to reveal to us the Ta'amet Evit Reisa Nahame. Why? This is in Parashat Pinhas. This mother, this brat, Daf Resh Memhe, 245 page of Sor HaGadosh, Parashat Pinhas. So now here, back to the Megadev, he a little bit out of line. Because Midrash brings and says, what are you guys doing? You know, you bring Nunechoshk to Beit HaMikdash. Because the miracle that took place in Beit HaMikdash, there were three mothers that are regalim, they would show the Ole Regalim. What would they do? One was, they put open the curtain of the Kodesh Kodeshim, they would see the Keruvim. They're, you know, facing one another, there's such a ahava, achdut, when I'm Israel, something, I mean, not as good as Los Angeles, but, you know, it was such a, you know, they would see, you know, they are hugging one another. The other thing was, they would see the man, the jar of the man. And the third thing was, they would see the steam that is coming out from the bread. 1 week, not battery operated, not electricity, nothing. For 1 week, after baking, you see the steam.
Solar?
No solar. So now here, this kid, this we get there, so what is this? Why are you guys, you know, disrespecting, you know, Hashem?
He didn't see the steam?
So that's the whole point. So now here, Rabbi Ari explained that when we say, I got lelan, because there was a code that would make this 12 loaf of bread to stay fresh, just like you took it out of the oven. After, you know, the Kohanim, you see, Bezal Hashem very soon, they, Kohanim, they said, you give the bread fresh after almost 9 days. So now, Rabbi Noor Chaim HaGadosh comes, says an unbelievable thing. Rabbi Noor Chaim Ben Atal says, where's the background of this kid? Where did he come from? Where did he come from?
Ima Yehudiya.
Fine, no, but how did he got here at this point? Was he in Mitzrayim or not?
Yes.
What did he see? Did he see anything in Mitzrayim?
Only.
Eser Makot, right? He saw. Did he see?
Yes.
Did he go through the ocean?
Yes.
He went through Red Yam Suf. So Chacham, you see all this miracle. So now, for the bread, to stay fresh compared to Eser Makor, compared to Qaliyad Yamsov, you have any doubts? Huh? So here, Rabbi Noah Haim Adosh says an unbelievable thing. He says, this is, talks about us. You know, you go back to 5, 10, 15 years ago, you want to get married, you want to have children, you want to buy a house. How did it happen? Pele Pelaim. Nisim Veniflaot. You weren't Chas V'Shalom feeling well. All of a sudden, they came and said, oh, the result was wrong. It was nothing. Psh. Now you run into another problem. Ooh, Parishan, Mostareb, Motezalzel, you know, panicking. What happened? Bahajun, you don't remember 5, 10 years ago? 2 years ago? You don't remember last month? What happened to you? So here that's what Toshan comes and reveals. He says, this kid went through the Mitzrayim. He came out. He saw all the miracles. Tam, Sefardai, Kinim Arob. Chediyad Yamsu. He even sang. Az Yashir Moshe. He sang it. Now for this loaf of bread, you make Sa'adina. What happened to you? Why are you not smiling? Huh? That's how it is. You know, it's an interesting thing. Now let's say you go to your friend's house, right? You need something. Then you knock, right? So nobody opens the door. So now you look through the keyhole, right? So there's two options, right? Either you see lots of light or you see it's dark, right? So when is light, what does it show? Huh?
He's awake, he's there.
Yeah? So if you see dark, what do you see, what does it show?
He's sleeping.
No? How about if he's behind the door, right behind the door? Do you see light or dark?
Dark.
Don't forget this mashal. Many times in life, one feels darkness. What am I going to do? What's going to happen? I don't see nothing. There is no rosane in a jot. He is standing behind the door. He's right behind the door. Waiting for you. What else do you want? And that means anytime that you feel there is machmaseh, there is hardship, there's a headache, that means he's right behind the door waiting for you. And just one quick turning the knob, see, ha! He's in right behind the door.
Light, light and light.
And that's why you should never forget that, Chas V'Shalom, don't panic, don't get out of control, don't lose hope, and don't become worryholic. Because the task of Yehudi in life is to always be hopoholic. Yeah, that's the task. And Hashem is like, to be an expert in being hopoholic. That's not the shame. It's going to be a short. That's all right. The word, the call of Israel, the call of Amen. Here at home. Koilani Shomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilani Shomone Shomosheli. Koilani Shomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilani Shomone Shomosheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.